Kyle, Christmas came and went, marked only by tragedy. Christmas morning, I got off duty and opened all my packages alone. I missed you all so much. I cried myself to sleep. It's ridiculous. I seem to be crying all the time lately. I hate this place. This is now the seventh month of death, destruction, and misery. I'm tired of going to sleep and listening to outgoing and incoming rockets, mortars, artillery. I'm sick of facing every day a new bunch of children ripped to pieces. They're just kids, 18, 19. Their whole lives ahead of them cut off. I'm sick to death of it. I've got to get out of here. Peace, Linda.
Kent State University in Ohio has had campus violence for three nights, causing the National Guard to be called in, and today the guardsmen opened fire on the students, killing four of them, two young men and two young women.
The National Guard was called in over the weekend by Governor James Rhodes. Today, when 1,500 students started an anti-war rally on the commons, the guardsmen surrounded them. Then, when some students started throwing rocks, the guard moved in with tear gas.
Editor. This letter is from the men who daily risk their lives in Vietnam. In regard to the recent killings at Kent State University, we are sorrowful and mourn the dead, but it grieves us no end and shoots pain into our hearts that the, quote, biggest upset is over the kids who got killed at Kent State, unquote. So why don't your hearts cry out and shed a tear for the 40-plus thousand red-blooded Americans and brave, fearless, loyal men who have given their lives? During my past 18 months in hell, I held my friends during their last gasping seconds before they succumbed to death. Do not judge us wrongly. We are not pleading for your praise. All we ask is for our great nation to support us, to help us end the war. Damn it! Save our lives.
But never.